What's next? Where are you going to go? Gotta figure it out.
You have to know. Do you work?
What do you want
to
do?
Whatever you do,
what's the plan?
Don't quit.
So what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now?
Hi, guys, and welcome to Unsaid Words, where we discuss all the things we leave unsaid. I wanted to make this episode because the issue is something that I'm currently going through. At this point in my life, I just don't know anything, really. And you're like, well, you just don't know what? Well, I recently graduated high school, and the questions that I placed at the beginning of the episode are questions that I hear and receive constantly. What's next? Where am I going to college? What am I going to do now? What's the plan? And the questions are repetitive, they can be overwhelming, and they're often questions that I already have in my head. They're just very unhelpful. So I wanted to speak about my experience and just be a reassurance to anyone who may be going through the same thing as a newly graduated high school student or college, whatever it may be. And I wanted to let anyone know who may be going through the same thing that they're not alone in not knowing, regardless of how it may seem like people have everything figured out. It's okay not to know. And that is the topic of our episode today, normalizing not knowing. My entire life, people have told me what I should do. But right now, and as I'm figuring out that what they told me is not actually what I want for myself, I don't know what to do or exactly how to go about it. But I'm coming to terms with the fact that that's okay. I don't know the answer to most questions that are posed about my future. I don't know if I want to go to college or if I went, what I would major in. And it's expected for you to know what you want to do in today's society. But what happens if you just don't? Well, if you're like me and you're a planner, you may feel out of control. I know I do. As someone who calculates pretty much everything to the point where I've graduated early because of it, being in this space feels different, it feels new, and it's honestly scary, but I would rather this than waste time doing something that I'm not called to, I'm not passionate about, it's just really not my purpose, just to do what I feel like I should do or what other people feel like I should do. So at this point, I'm literally just going with the flow. And I'm being present. Now, I'm the type of person, I feel like I just want to get past this and know where I'm going, where I'm headed, but I'm trying to learn that it's okay not to have it all figured out. And that's something I'm working on every day. I do not have that locked in, but the journey, I know it's cliche, but it's not about the destination, it is the journey. And I realize that in the entire journey that I've taken over the past 2 years, of just wanting to graduate high school, just wanting to be done, just wanting to get to that destination, I've realized that through that time, I was so laser focused, and I'm glad I was because it got me to the point of graduating early and just being where I am today. But I didn't enjoy the journey as much as I could have, or maybe I should have. And in this new journey, a new chapter, trying to reach a new destination, whatever that may be, I want to do it differently. So I'm just trying to go with the flow, like I said, be present, and not put so much pressure on figuring out my next destination, but enjoying the journey until I do know where I want to go. Whether you don't know what college to go to, what career to choose, or even just what to eat for dinner tonight, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. Our life is a marathon, not a sprint. So don't rush it. I mean, unless you're hungry. But if we plan out every single thing in our lives and we know everything down to a T, where's the surprise in that? Don't beat yourself up about not knowing, because the answers will come. There's a quote and it says, have patience with all things, but first of all, with yourself. The best thing about the place we're in is that the possibilities are endless. For you, for me, we can do whatever, whether you want to be an entrepreneur or a doctor or a plumber, whatever it is, the possibilities are endless. The sky's the limit. So don't let social media or your family, your friends, or even your own thoughts make you think that you're limited in any way to a career, a school, a way of thinking, whatever it may be. You and I, because of our lack of a plan, have the opportunity and chance to do whatever it is that we choose. Don't let anyone, including yourself, tell you that you're inferior. You are not inferior because you don't know what to do. If anything, you have the upper hand. It's completely normal not to know what you want to do with every aspect of your life. We are all unique, we all have our own fingerprint, and everyone's path won't be the same. That's why it's just that, their path. And if you feel like you'll never get to a place where you do know what to do, I leave you with this quote. Rivers know this. There is no hurry. We shall get there someday. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod for behind the scenes clips, motivation, new episode updates. You can also find the pod on Amazon Music and Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify, every Friday at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening.